This is Chopped Cheese.
This is Chopped Cheese.
The furthest thing you'll find from serious on the internet. Having fun, talking about life and current events. Let's do this. You're listening to Chopped Cheese with Swigs, Jix, and Goose.
Welcome back, Chopped Cheese, to another episode. Sorry, we live.
You know what I mean?
Technical difficulties, where you know how we go.
Bush League.
This is almost as worse as those people crying outside in Washington, D.C.
Yo, wait. First of all, favorite hood opinion piece.
Or favorite hood opinion piece.
And I...
Swigs, Jigs, and Goose.
I am a Democrat. I am identifying as Democrat. So
for this episode?
Yeah, I'm identifying as Democrat.
So we decided to go live for episode 76 just because, fuck it, we can't, right?
Fuck it, why not?
And we shouldn't be Why cursing, but
you steaming.
It's all right.
Damn, I did say I was gonna curb the cursing. We the new CCP. We the new CNN.
But with that being said, we got a lot to talk about. Where y'all want to start? Y'all
want
to start
with BBC?
All that.
Oh, I don't.
Y'all want to start with the
hit it? You know the most important thing right now that's going on, Ba.
So
our favorite subject,
abortion. Seems like we just can't get away from this topic, right?
No matter how hard we try.
What happened to abortions?
You don't know what happened to abortion. That's great that you asked.
Well, it seems like there was a decision made today, and it was overturned by the Supreme Court, and they decided that.
What was the decision?
Well, Roe v. Wade was a case that happened over 50 years. 50 years ago?
I believe so. It was about 50. About 50 years ago.
You don't come here for the facts.
And it involved a woman that was. It just gave a woman the right to have an abortion in almost any state.
Like, yeah, it gave her was like the first one acknowledged that was like televised everywhere and it became national that she
needed. And that was on a federal level, right?
Oh, they tried to stop her.
In Texas.
They tried to stop her in Texas from getting an abortion, and she went to court for it. And then
you want to hear something funny?
What's that?
They did stop her. She had the kid.
But listen here.
Have you seen
that's
Roe
irrelevant because we're not going to talk about any of that.
Have you seen Roe's baby?
No.
Let's talk about what we're talking about right now. There's a lot of going on with all of this Trump and Supreme Court people that were appointed by him. It's funny because the breaking news was Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Yeah.
But somehow they found a way to spin it on Trump and involving him where he was like.
His appointees.
These are his appointees that were able to make this deciding factor.
Speaking of diverse, that's a hell of a diverse group of Supreme Court justices. You got a chick, you got a black dude, you got the Spanish chick didn't make it, right?
But why are we making believe that this isn't how politics works? You get your people into the position of power you need them in to make the decisions that you want made. Like, we're going to pretend that just happened in politics, not just the perfect point.
Why would you want the federal government, which we've all hated throughout the years, to oversee a major decision in your life when it can be state to state, and you even have the power to vote out
the people who don't believe in abortion. If you such an outrage, as opposed to looting, burning shit up, or did you guys? This is a segue into the same topic, but segue into the violence that the left is causing. You heard of this radical group called Jane's Revenge?
Nah.
Has anybody heard about that?
No, it sounds like a horror movie.
We're doing it live.
They're against like abortion, I'm guessing.
They're against abortion, and they're firebombing clinics that are health clinics for women that provide free health care. Like,
is firebombing what
birthing.
It sounds like, literally? Like,
yeah, bruh.
Like Molotov cocktails?
Yeah, bruh. And then these clinics are pro-pregnancy, I guess, for lack of a better term. And they're helping women with pregnancies, adoption, all sorts of things, contraceptive, ultrasounds, all kind of things. But these wild wackos from Antifa, whatever freaking freak flag they want to fly at the time, they're firebombing these places. They burnt up like at least 20 in the last couple of weeks.
And nobody's getting in trouble for this?
Bruh.
But see, this is the
problem. FBI is looking into it, supposedly.
Depending on who you
allegedly.
Ask, and a majority of the people believe that this decision made it possible that no women can have an abortion.
And that's a lie.
I know who we should call.
And that's a lie, 100%. Because New York is still going to allow abortion.
Your boy Kyle, bro.
Yo, shout out to John Davenhouse. He's an emergency engineer for this live event.
Get Kyle out there. Save us all.
I saw somebody make that meme. I agree.
So they're like,
put Kyle in front of those pregnancy centers.
So they're like, oh,
shout out to you, Rittenhouse.
Kill your baby. But if you don't kill your baby, we're going to teach you how to do gay shit.
Exactly, right? Kill your baby, but if you decide to have him, let us have him.
Yeah, we'll teach him stuff that we want to teach him.
He's going to be out there like
crazy.
I can't say grooming, but I said it.
Kill your baby.
Yo, crazy. Speaking of grooming.
Crazy.
Your boy, Ezra.
Yo.
We didn't even touch on that.
Yeah,
that's.
Yo, boy, Ezra.
Well, we can't bash the DC Universe. The Flash.
You heard about the Flash, bro?
He got fired for being a creep.
I thought you guys were going to talk about me.
No. How are we going to
I told you he was going to do that, right? Remember I telling you? I called it, bro.
Yo.
Yeah, so back to
the Flash was a creep, and so was John.
John Dave. Shout out to John Dave.
The Flash is
He was like flying out.
I didn't mean grooming like that. I just mean shaving his face.
Let's stay on topic. Yeah, let's
stay on topic. That's what I thought the topic was.
He said grooming. That was a pretty good segue.
He flew out some 12-year-old.
But there's a lot of stuff that's... Yo, bro. Do you believe that this is just going to be something that's going to be decided, or is going to be even more when there was just an opinion piece of paper that was floating around? You think there's going to be a lot of protests? You think there's going to be some shit going on?
Everybody, all the people with the fake outrage are calling to violence.
What are you protesting for if you can still have an abortion?
But you see, that's the thing. They're twisting it out there, making it seem like what's next.
Enraging people.
Yeah, enraging. Gaslighting.
Exactly.
Lying. You didn't see that.
Ultimately, just lying.
I could be wrong. There was security already escalating.
Yeah, you saw them, the turtles. They had the clear shields and the face
masks.
They
were already being sent out and called in so that they could set up a little shop because they're anticipating people that are going to be protesting.
Peacefully, peacefully.
Aggressively peacefully.
But just flames. The flames were peaceful.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. The flames. Exactly. Those are peaceful flames.
If anything gets burned down, if there's property destroyed, that's on you.
Even if it's like a couple of billion, doesn't matter.
But see, this is the funny thing. There's going to be a bunch of Democrats in Democrat cities burning stuff down.
Whoa. I'm identifying as Democrat.
Wait, Jigs. In cities that they can still have abortions in.
Tell your
people. Hilarious, right?
You heard that? You hear that?
Chop cheese. That's how much people are not paying attention.
That's how stupid it is.
The news is trying to tell you that.
So we're going to burn stuff down, cause a ruckus, in the same state that we can get an abortion.
Wait, Swigs. Tell that to Chop Cheese. You can still get abortions.
You can still get abortions. Roe v. Wade did not make it so that everyone had to be banned. Like the way, Missouri, what was it?
It was either Missouri or Wisconsin. We were talking about it earlier. You don't come here for the facts.
You look it up. You don't come here for the facts. Google it. There's a state as soon as Roe v. Wade went into effect, they banned abortion straight up.
Right away.
And if you live in Missouri and you want an abortion, move
out of Missouri.
Go to Colorado. Yeah. Come to New York.
And you know what?
Go to California.
Fall down a flight of stairs.
No, look. You see this? That's why I said we can't.
We don't offer medical advice.
Yeah, that's
not the case. I was joking. I'm a comedian.
He is the comic relief.
I'm the comic relief.
You see, and then the joke ends up being on us when we get
demonetized. This is exactly why I identified as Democrat, because that means I can say whatever I want.
Then we good. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, because I'm a Democrat.
So, damn, what was I saying?
I'm a Democrat. I don't know shit about what the hell y'all talking about.
No cursing.
What was I saying?
We're doing it live.
Sorry about
that. We're doing it live.
Shoot.
It's not it's not uncommon that a hospital will send you to another state if the state that you're in, you can no longer have an abortion in. I know this for a fact.
That they'll send you?
Yeah.
Like, if your insurance pays,
if your insurance pays for it, you can go to another state.
They send you in an Uber?
Depending on your insurance, sometimes you can get paid transportation.
Sometimes the guy comes, he picks you up on the bus.
No.
With the thing in the back.
Your insurance literally.
Greyhound.
Yeah, bus or a train, literally. And you can have it all done through your insurance.
That's crazy.
So it's not uncommon for someone in a state where they're living that it could possibly be banned, like Missouri. If it's Missouri, that, you know, they can have the luxury of being bussed out or trained. I mean, not the luxury. My words are crazy.
Sheesh.
Yeah. But in essence, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Yo, I mean, ultimately, I feel like I heard a lot of people express the sentiment. And it just feels like a lot of people on the other side of the aisle that are opposed to us is almost like they're just trying to absolve women of any responsibility. And I know that may sound crazy to some people, but that's just a perfectly logical statement. Mm-hmm. An abortion up to 8-9 months, that is That is crazy.
Think
bro.
About how many outlooks there are on abortion. There's political outlooks. There's religious outlooks because the religious
the
ones
moral
are the,
outlook
like,
is crazy.
That's where the moral.
Can I ask a question?
What's up?
The people is it women that can't get abortion that are throwing Molotov cocktails at places?
I would assume not a, we don't even know who these people see, are yet no, because yeah. they're being
that,
investigated.
That group that
first
I mentioned, I can't mm-hmm. substantiate it, but I've seen other people discuss them.
The speculation
and they have really been doing it, and they've claimed responsibility for
no,
their
but
actions.
Are they?
I'm
are
sure
they
there's women sprinkled
gendered,
in there.
Are they gendered or women or is probably it a bunch they like of some binary? Just want a reason to throw Molotov cocktails at
bunch
places.
Of teachers and doctors.
You're absolutely
and
right. 100%.
A bunch of people that just want to get together and have an excuse to
and they just
want to
be angry. The anger addicts.
Yeah, that's pretty
you
much.
Know what?
We've seen this
surprised.
Before. We've seen
be
people just be like, "Oh, there's a reason to throw Molotovs at places. Let's
throw
them.
Let's throw them."
So, yeah. could these be the Fabies, or could this just be like some
speaking
real
of,
shit?
It could be a lot of just
manufactured crises.
It also could be like. Local news is getting blown up to like a world. Now this is because it happened in this one rural area and this one
you know,
place. Now they Molotov and everything.
Well, you know what I'm
saying? Just like they, the
this
other side.
Bullet points.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
He got bullet points.
How do we answer all these questions?
But no, I'm not asking questions.
No,
I'm saying.
Chop Cheese, he said, and.
The just first like thing he says, could ask a question. I'm okay.
But I was early. Just like the other side.
You haven't stopped talking.
Saying,
take it over, Papa. he takes over the dead
just
air.
Just like the other side saying you can't get an abortion anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like people are treating it like you can't get an abortion anywhere, and now people are treating it like now people are throwing Molotovs
speaking
everywhere.
Of,
you know what I mean? Like
but
just putting out
the funny thing is
everybody's
because
problem when it really isn't.
You know all the other people who have that same tactic where it's with identity politics. They're screaming now. Who's next? And you know all the LGBT
like Goldberg
like. It's all over TikTok now. Like, we're next. We got to get out there. And the key word that a lot of them are using, it's the same words that a couple of politicians were using earlier, was fight. We got to fight back.
That
I heard
sounds
it from
like
ALC.
That sounds like
I
an insurrection
from,
to me,
you
Bob.
You feel me? Like, wait. Isn't that the same thing fight. That 45 got banned from? I mean,
impeached.
And taking off
that
the Twitter?
Speaking of 45, so then it was a good decision to get rid of TikTok because they're orchestrating different kinds of... Militias now
and
talk,
on
like,
the low we owe it a 45
so, looking back it was a good
happened.
Idea
you're right yeah you're right
crazy
you're right
they could use any of the platforms to do that to orchestrate that
yeah but
TikTok's
you know,
the biggest
what it was supposed to be
TikTok's
banned already.
Speaking of
remember Biden actually
suspect
asked for
not are we
because they got caught
you heard
all
the new news
platforms.
That popped up about the Uvalde
no what happened in Uvalde
oh man you want to switch to that right now.
Nah, I was just asking.
Can we talk about that? That's what I was going to ask.
I don't know,
that's
man.
What I meant to ask.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for spicy meat.
Wait, so are you talking about the woman who called her husband?
So wait. All right.
Huh?
So
the teacher?
Because we already laid down everything you want to talk to. So you think we had enough discussion about abortion? Chop Cheese, hit us up in the comments. Like, you think you had enough?
You know
what I'm saying? We could get into the morality of it, but I'm sure if you watch the show, you already know how we feel about it.
This be a segue.
Cállate, ya.
keeps,
unless
you want to
talk about two-way friendly. What are you talking about, abortion?
I think abortion is covered. I'm not saying that it is forever because there's a lot of stuff that might happen with the riots and stuff, so we might have to cover it. So
what riots?
Peaceful protest, aggressive protest.
Assuming there are.
However you want to put it.
Assuming there are.
So they already started rioting?
I don't know, man. I hope not, because, I mean, why? They're still giving abortions
in
New York,
where were these reports
California,
of these Molotov
Colorado.
Those
clinics within the last couple of weeks because of all this
back and forth with
the Supreme Court. Somewhere in the middle of America. You don't come here for the facts. Look it up.
Yo,
just Google Jane's Revenge.
This is how I'll end it. This
and
is
you'll
how
find
I'll end it. Abortion. If you live in California, if you live in New York, or any states that are heavily liberal, and you already can have an abortion regardless of this, you got no reason to be out there protesting a crime.
Outrage. No, you don't.
And,
you don't.
And imagine all the people who are upset over more heartbeats in the world soon. Like, bro, on my end, that's a God-given blessing to have, like, to bring in life. And just to go out there and talk so dirty about it offends me.
Unless all of those girls are raped. And I don't think all of those girls were raped.
But you see, that's the thing. They don't want to end it with just being raped or even incest.
I understand that.
Because the percentage of that, and because this is the thing. Suppose
it's less than 1%.
I don't know the percentage. It's less than 5. I've
heard
five.
Nah, I've heard many people.
I know. But just.
But let's just be generous.
5. Still, bro, even if you give them, how about every person who has been raped or has incest the right to an abortion, they still aren't satisfied at that.
It
because
still won't end there.
It's not. They want it fully, like, whatever I want. That's what it ends up being.
You give an inch and they take a mile, right?
So what is it considered murder to you guys?
I mean, come on.
That's a harsh, like, way to, I don't know.
It's a life, right?
Had enough.
Do you feel like
enough.
It's considered murder?
It's a life.
Said, I tapped
enough.
Out.
It's a enough. Life.
They left it up to the states. Shout out to those supposedly better men that are in the Supreme Court. When I say men, I mean men and women, because there was a woman who agreed with the decision that they came to. Mm-hmm.
What's the charge when you hire somebody?
I don't know. Because
you didn't murder
conspiracy
the person.
Conspiracy to murder?
Oh, conspiracy to murder.
Is it?
That's what it is. That's what you should get charged with, conspiracy to murder.
Wait, should the woman or the doctor?
The doctor's the murderer.
Yo, you know what's funny? Wait, you know what's funny? Yo, stop looking at me like you want to fucking fight me, bro.
Yo, watch with the F-bombs, though. Let's try this.
I'm sorry. I love you.
I wish I swear.
I love you, John. It's live, Chopped Cheese. We doing it live.
You said, yo, you stop interrupting me.
It's live. No, I'm joking. Okay, make your point. You wanted to make a point about the abortion situation?
I forgot.
Damn, I'm sorry, bro.
But you did, though.
I wasn't going to make a point. You talking about a segue into the thing.
Yeah, I was trying to make a segue into the next thing, that which was going to bring me into the 2A.
We're not going
to
do that, Ezra.
Predicament, huh?
We're not going
to
do Ezra.
All right, you want to touch on DC fanboys?
They should know about him.
Who's that?
Everybody should know
about
him.
The Flash.
Everybody.
Okay, what happened with him?
So the Flash, as of late,
and are they covering this a lot?
They're barely talking about it.
That's another thing.
He came out, like, after he made the first Flash movie, like, apparently, during the filming of that one as well, not the Flash movie, but the
series.
The movie.
The Justice League.
Justice League.
The Justice League.
Apparently, throughout the whole thing, he was just a D-bag and just mad rude to people and mad hard to work with. Then it slowly slowly started to come out that he was one of these people that's, yo, I'm non-binary, they, them kind of dudes. He got into a bunch of scenarios at bars, being drunk.
Yeah, I think it was.
He threw
Hawaii.
A chair.
Yeah,
and hit a female at one point. He knuckled up with the cops because they wouldn't use his preferred pronouns.
This is within the course of 2 months, bro. Nah, 2-3 months.
Yeah, something like that. Like, it was a very short.
Yeah, it was
period
a
time.
Short
he
period
was
of
bugging.
Time, and then all this stuff started coming out that he had a. It was a girl.
Shall we say groom?
It was a girl, and the girl is 18 now.
Now.
But she was there before that time, bro.
And he was sending for her.
Yeah.
Sending for her to come over and do, well, we don't know what they were doing. He's 30-something right now.
Jeez.
But, and now he's in his in a home that he has somewhere. I don't know where.
I heard he's on the run, right?
With a mom and two kids. You didn't hear about that? And there's guns all over the house? You hear about this one, bro?
Yo, this guy's out of control.
Yo, he's a maniac.
He's the Flash,
bro.
Papa. He's super fast to be a D-bag.
He is. he's
the fastest D-bag in the DC universe.
He's effing up pretty fast.
Yeah, he's fired. You know they fired him, right?
They
he's
already did
done.
Already?
Yeah, he's done.
That's good.
So we don't. It
he's
is
gonna,
good, but you know what's
so
not good about it?
Him and Amber Heard out of the movies?
Bang.
That's wow.
That's the thing. His movie's filmed already, bang.
So is the next.
So that
so
means
is the next Aquaman.
DC is in a pickle because they probably not going to want to release the movie based off the fact they had to fire him.
You heard? So is the
no,
next.
They still can. They don't want to, though.
Yeah.
The Aquaman,
I'm
too,
tight as a fan
get,
of DC.
Amber Heard out of it, too.
I heard.
You tight, you said?
You mean doodle pillows?
Oh, no, these, I'm tight.
I'm tight.
Oh, okay.
I'm tight because I still want to see the movie, because then it comes back to that conversation that we've had many times. Can we separate the art from the artist?
Yeah, yeah, I could.
I want to see the freaking movie.
I don't care what your political
but
views are.
But those movies suck anyway.
I'm a fan of DC.
As long as you entertain me, that's fine.
That's not what this is about.
That's not the Avengers.
That was
Batman.
The new Batman was pretty good.
Mute his mic.
The new Batman was good.
Mute his mic before he goes in a tangent about how he wasn't like Batman.
I didn't watch that.
Mute his mic.
You didn't watch the whole Batman?
Nah, I didn't.
It was pretty long.
Yeah.
But it was very well. Hey! They kept to the comic. It was pretty cool.
Yo, check.
It was pretty cool if you like comic books.
I couldn't even understand what I said.
So,
the tea leaves.
New York is opening up the books and allowing people to be themselves. And people normally don't really want to admit it, but everybody feels scared.
Yo, so this episode is pretty much about how badass the Supreme Court is.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Clarence Thomas.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'll be walking around New York City these days, and I don't feel comfortable. And I feel like
you're gonna get one.
Let me finish. And I feel like sometimes definitely that there's situations where I could use some type of like weapon, and I don't really want to be that guy, but shit's getting hectic out there.
It's crazy. The cities are dangerous, bro. It's and very someone dangerous. As a law-abiding citizen should have every right to carry. So the fact that the news, Chopped Cheese, is trying to tell you that it's going to be more dangerous with the fact that law-abiding citizens now have the right to carry a gun, it doesn't make sense. Because criminals have been terrorizing the fucking cities all across the country for how long now?
And if I see a big black crazy bum with a gun on the train,
it's legal.
Bang! You're dead and nobody dies.
Wait, the gun, the bum has the gun too?
But why you gotta be black?
Because he was when he shot up the train.
He's referring to a specific.
He shot the guy. Saw the train was a big black. You ain't seen a big black dude. If he was big and Puerto Rican, I would have
the same thing. It was a big Puerto Rican dude.
Big Spanish dude with a gun.
Nah, but why gotta be black? Though.
Big Dominican dude.
I take it further. He's a big spick.
I was joking.
Fine, we've been on that.
But now all the bums are gonna have a gun on the train.
That's not true.
Nah, I don't.
Here's another. Here's a funny tidbit. Here's a funny tidbit. You have to Chopped Cheese. You ready for this? The one of the most law-abiding demographics in this country that you will not learn, not learn from watching the news is concealed carry permit owners. They are more law-abiding.
You're right.
They are more law-abiding than off-duty cops, Chopped Cheese.
But now we don't need those permits.
That's a fact.
Okay, but.
Go ahead, Dave.
Now, the only part of what you just said that.
Here we go.
Doesn't apply to what's going on here is...
New York State is shall issue. They never issue. The Supreme Court decision was that they have to start issuing. That's all I'm saying. So what I'm saying is
but now,
they're going to have to issue concealed carry permits. It's in the home.
That's in the home.
Concealed carry is the next step.
No, yeah, now they're going to just let you carry.
Yeah, you could just carry. Before, if you went to go fill out the form.
No, it cannot be.
No, I thought it was concealed.
You need a concealed carry permit to conceal your carrying. You must have it on your hip, egg exposed.
You don't come to put up facts.
You are allowed to carry, but not concealed. You must carry your shit exposed and visible.
Okay.
Everybody's getting guns.
That's what you need to permit
for. Thank you for clarifying. I appreciate that.
It's turning into the Wild Wild West.
I
don't believe that. I believe an armed society is a more polite society.
But wait, can we bring up the fact that over Juneteenth in Chicago there was over 50 shootings, and Chicago has the most, like the most strict gun laws.
50 shootings.
What you just said
in Chicago.
Demonetized.
And it's crazy because. We're led to believe that these gun laws that they pass, even they're going to keep passing more and more and more and more, they're going to do anything. But all of those guns were illegal weapons.
I know how
99% of the guns used in all those murders were
illegal weapons.
Illegal weapons.
Illegally owned, illegally obtained, and illegally possessed.
100%.
You feel me?
I know how bad Chicago's doing by the
put in those neighborhoods by the Illuminati.
Okay, put it like this.
Up here, that
it don't matter who put it there. Just like the bricks. Remember when all the bricks showed up in the riots? It takes the person to actually initiate the crime and do the act.
It's easy to get. That's why they put the bricks there strategically. Because yes. It's easy to motivate people.
I'm not saying who put because I agree with you. But you still can't be ignorant enough
why
to
they gotta
pick
be
up
black.
The gun. You feel me? Why? You, right?
Why they gotta be black?
You gotta be. That's like when they used. Remember all the times when they were doing the bait shit? Where they had the cars hot, and then the people like they'll jump in for a joyride.
Oh yeah. You know the bait cars.
Yeah, they'll be hot right there, looking juicy.
How much time?
What if they was just trying to take a ride,
how
not
much
for
time
joy though?
Does Lori Lightfoot have left?
That's the law.
That's a good question.
She somebody just barked at her.
Yeah, and then she said, "Excuse me, sir."
And it was about shootings and the unsafeness of the city streets. And if I'm not mistaken. A pregnant woman had just gotten shot in the front of a hotel.
Jesus Christmas.
You don't come here for the facts, bro.
Chicago?
Chicago.
Lori Lightfoot. She deserves donkey of the day.
So think about that.
Lori Lightfoot?
She's the donkey of the day.
The donkey of the day?
Yeah.
She's a special one.
It's scary.
But just somebody changed my mind. Law-abiding citizens being able to carry is going to make it more dangerous?
No, look at Texas. When a mofo out there, you see his gun, you less
Dave,
likely
honestly,
to bother him, right?
How do you feel about it?
You gonna mess with somebody?
You are resident leftist.
That's walking around with a gun.
Actually, it's Jigs today.
It's Jigs today. Oh, sorry.
So you gonna mess with somebody that you can see they carry?
So Jigs played devil's advocate for the opposite.
You seen when Jigs' boy Joe fell off the bike?
Yeah. We touched on that last week. That was mad funny.
That was funny.
You messing with somebody that you could see that they carrying?
The likelihood of them being messed with is
if I see that they're carrying, right? That means I could run by them real quick and grab their gun.
You confident that you could do that?
I'm fast,
bro. I'm gonna keep my first thoughts to myself.
There's a little strap, so you got to take out the strap and remove the gun.
You never seen the like the magicians.
So you ready for that? You ready for that?
Huh?
You ready for that?
Yeah.
So that's the life you living right now, that you trying to disarm somebody with a gun and shoot?
Take as many guns as
I can. So let me ask you a question. And you know what's funny? You know why I'm asking these questions? You know why I'm asking these questions? Because later on, it's not the gun.
I'm a Democrat, bro. Relax.
Later on, it's not the gun.
Uh-huh.
It's the person, because what's going on in your head that you're going to want to take someone's gun? What is your purpose of that? What are you trying to accomplish with that?
First of all, you're steaming.
Peace. What kind of peace?
I'm trying to get the gun out of this animal's hand.
So you think this is a Rittenhouse case?
Huh?
Why is he an animal?
He's a Democrat, chill.
Yes, chill out. Good questions, though.
Is this another Rittenhouse case?
Huh?
Is this another Rittenhouse case?
What do you mean?
I don't know, but that one had a strap. It had a strap that he could put around his neck.
I'm saying that guy, the people there also were chasing him and try to disarm him because they were trying to keep the peace.
Exactly.
So is this another Rittenhouse case then? By you trying to disarm someone who's obviously armed.
It could be. I see this maniac walking in the street with his shiny gun.
So wait, he's a maniac because he has a gun?
He has to be, right?
He's in full leftist mode right now.
All maniacs have guns. Bro.
Clearly.
Nah, all maniacs have mental disorders.
Who?
All maniacs.
Why don't you snatch guns out of the cops' hands now?
Because you know what? There was a maniac not too long ago in Paris,
and he killed
a lot of people with a car or with a truck.
About that.
So I don't know. There was a maniac in Paris, I think it was, that killed like more than 10 people with a truck.
With a truck?
Remember that?
Should ban the trucks.
Yeah, right. That did happen in somewhere in Paris. Yeah.
So,
but there's not many big trucks though over there. There's a lot of small cars in Paris. That's a bad example. Cars are like half the size over there.
A maniac will try to kill people and use anything.
Outside.
A maniac will use anything that's around him. It's not the gun. So I don't think you identify somebody with a gun as a maniac. Feel me?
Yo,
I don't like identifying as Democrat anymore. Sounds stupid.
So when we go into One Police Plaza and we're going to sign up to get our ratchets?
As soon as they allow us to go in.
As soon as they don't
put
us in cuffs.
Why do we got to sign up?
Because you got to get ratchets.
Constitutional carry.
There's not a giant box of guns that you could just
go. If it was constitutional carry, then that's different.
Yeah, we know our rights, bro.
All we got to do is go buy.
I mean, it is constitutional carry.
It's no. The fact that they're enforcing something unconstitutional.
So,
which is what they're doing now by not letting us just carry without permission.
The thing here was that when you go to register for a gun, they ask you, what do you need a gun for? And then your reason
and then they shit on your reason. Exactly.
It's never good enough.
Your reason is never good enough.
This is a question. This might blow your head. The government is violating our constitutional rights by not allowing us to carry constitutionally.
100%.
That's right.
And you're going to go to these criminals
to get permission
for you to do something that they're telling you can.
The sweet irony. Thanks,
you know why? Dave. Because now they have to give us what we want.
Now they have to issue.
No. They don't have to do anything. The Supreme Court said you have to.
You liars.
The Supreme Court originally, this is an overturning of a ruling they made before. So originally the Supreme Court was the ones who said the
Bruin case.
The ones who said nah. The same people that said nah before are saying yes to you now.
Two wins in 1 week.
What's the win?
2A and Roe v. Wade.
And we got two Vs and one D.
Well, I'm a man.
Still live in New York. Listen, so it doesn't matter.
I'm a man. Okay. I don't have abortion. The Roe v. Wade thing really. Well,
you don't have to be a man to not to think that it's.
I was just gonna curse you out again.
You don't have to be. You don't have to be a woman to know that it's wrong to murder anybody. Like, murder's bad, right?
You heard him? Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Dave.
Don't care what other
do
people
women
do.
Women reproduce asexually?
So people can murder people and you don't care?
I'm not saying that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not a judge or prosecutor
I think it's immoral to murder people.
I'm not involved.
And there's also laws.
No, yeah, I do agree with that too, but I'm not the one out there doing it. So
stop sitting on the effing fence.
Damn, bro.
You effing fence.
I mean, hey. Teach them.
I mean, what do you want a gun for? You just said you want a gun because there's situations where you're going to use it. That's pretty much like these people want that right. So
I don't have to give you a reason.
The same reason you want a gun is the same reason they want the right.
I don't want a gun to murder somebody. I want a gun to protect myself.
All right, and if you...
And if I were,
I didn't say murder. You're saying murder.
I said murder. Yeah, yeah. But to kill is to murder somebody.
Okay, so all right. So if you had to protect yourself and end up killing somebody, murdering them.
I'm going to have to do what's necessary. Only because that person gives me no choice.
You forfeit your life when you come for someone's stuff.
The baby has no choice. It's not even given an option to breathe.
The baby is about to ruin someone's life.
Damn. I don't know about that. I think it's a blessing from God.
That dude that's gonna rob you is gonna ruin your day.
Nah, he's gonna potentially take your life.
Your wallet.
He could take your life too, though.
All right, so then murder him.
Okay, that's what we're saying. We have the right for self-defense, though. But that has nothing to do with owning a gun, though.
So this abortion is self-defense.
That has nothing to do with owning
a gun. What? What?
Yeah. See, that's what I said. We can't edit this out, bro.
Why does that need to be edited? I'm being facetious. Okay. I'm being facetious, but it's all stupid. I don't care.
He said, I'm a man. I don't care.
It's not that I don't care. I said that doesn't have lefty. To do with me.
It does, though. Because if you had a chick, if you had a female pregnant, hypothetically speaking, you got a female pregnant, right? She don't tell you. You don't realize it. Then you do realize it. She sends you the sonogram. And you see the little hands. You see the little thing. You like, damn, I want to keep it. And then she goes, oh, guess what, Dave? You don't have a choice, Dave. I don't care if the baby's 6 months, Dave.
You know what
else? Bang, dead. You know be serious. Don't make a joke about it. Be serious.
Nah, he has to.
I just gave you a scenario that said that you wanted to keep that baby. And she told you, I don't care.
You're going
to.
Repeat the scenario.
No, I'm not. Now I want to hear your response.
It's okay. I'll keep the other $6 billion. Man.
That was.
If she ain't with me.
That bombed.
If she's
it
not
bombed.
With me.
It bombed.
If
that
she's
bombed.
Not with me. Then,
and I love you.
Then all right. Do what you want to do.
Nah.
That's not my decision.
Nah. That's crazy. And that's crazy that men have that opinion. That's crazy.
You know what I think is worse? You know what
I don't agree. That's crazy.
Try to talk her out of it.
You know what I think is worse, though?
Put the baby up for adoption and I'll adopt it.
I don't want to get the
law
involved.
You know what's worse?
I don't want to get the law involved.
Dad, guess what? They don't even have to tell you until the baby's alive.
No, what I'm saying is.
And then go and take you to court and then you would have to pay child support on a child that you didn't even know you had until it was born.
Exactly. The both ways they try to. That's what I'm just trying to say.
No one's saying that women can't have abortions. No one ever said, hey, women, if you get pregnant, you're forced to have a baby. What they said was, hey, depending on what state you live in, you might not be able to get it depending on the state. Or there might be strict laws that say, hey, you can't have one after 3 months.
Yeah, time frames.
So there's a lot of states like Virginia. I don't know if you heard that was vocal about putting down babies, I don't even know how to word it, putting down babies after they survived abortions.
Remember, that was the governor. He's gone. He's the former governor. Making sure they're comfortable. He don't remember that.
You know,
why would you ask
you
him?
I remember the thing with the, who was it that was saying that?
We spoke about
the governor.
Alex Jones. Yeah. Alex Jones brought it up. It was Alex.
We make the babies comfortable.
Yeah.
We make it comfortable.
But that's where I heard it from.
Yeah. He's their former governor. He's not their governor no more.
Kind of retarded.
But think about how crazy that is, where some people are pro that. And there's other people that are like, yo, we don't even want people getting it at all. But if you're going to do it, make sure at least it's within the 3 months of the first trimester or whatever. Like some people want it to be where you can get it up until the pregnancy. And that's crazy.
That's crazy, bro.
That's crazy, no?
That's crazy,
now, those are the semantics.
That's practically murder,
but
bro.
But those are the semantics of that thing. Like those are different levels of abortion, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
and guess what, there's states that are so drastic. I think Colorado's one of them, where you can have it past its second trimester.
Yeah, but they've been smoking weed since like
the '80s, right? Or whatever. I don't know. They don't come here for the facts.
Got some bad weed.
But think about it, bro. The only thing that we need to like make sense of it. Look, it doesn't matter if you're a woman or man. You got to make common sense laws on it, because if you think about it, a woman cannot treat abortion like however you want to put it. It's a responsibility that they have to take more than it just being a political view.
And it's on. And I feel like it's not just on the guy or the girl. It's on both people as a unit.
Yeah, we try to talk about two-way shit.
All right, so the two-way shit.
And then we'll finish what you were going to say.
It's on both people. It's really on both people to make a decision on whether
this is what it is.
Bring to life.
The people are using it right now.
They should make that decision before they decide to have sex.
And if both people,
it's a way to curtail responsibility.
What happens? What happens if both people
before having to bring the government into what we did in the sheets? We should be responsible.
People are using
about
it as a way
that
to curb responsibility.
That's my whole shit.
Word.
No, I feel you, but still, even if
I'm making decisions on my own before the government gets involved with what my penis does. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna let it get to that. I'm not gonna get some woman.
If put it like this, I believe that if a man shows up knowing that he's about to have intercourse and he's not prepared with a condom, he's just lazy. Because
It's not the only way somebody can get pregnant. A condom could break.
It can.
She could poke holes in the condom.
But that's why you come prepared.
No, but
she could poke holes in your condom.
How?
All right, let's just keep it wrong.
You've been having sex with ninjas?
All right, but you come prepared.
Why they got to be ninjas, though?
White ninjas, they black.
You come prepared,
what kind of ninja?
Right?
Pink
and
ninja.
On average, it's not going to break, and you're not noticing where you're going to be releasing inside of her.
On average,
I don't want to break.
You know when it breaks, so there again, like
this conversation is teetering.
Whatever PTSD that fear comes
live,
from.
It's teetering.
This is live.
I stay away from those.
It's
type
teetering
of women.
On crazy.
But tell
guys.
Me
no.
This
is your favorite.
No, but the A2 shit.
Is your favorite?
What
is
like this? Condoms.
Two
A,
what?
2A, A2.
Nah, come on, bro.
I don't know this stuff.
2A. You just corrected
hold
us.
Hold on. Stop front.
When we were debating concealed carry permits.
Fuck the lights, fuck the cameras, right?
But I don't know that.
You know what it feels like if it's not a condom or if it's raw. Stop. Jesus. So you got to be responsible.
I'm not the one arguing.
This guy's talking about it. I don't know.
You said you got to know.
Everybody
got to
know.
I didn't say any of that. I didn't say what you like.
Oh, right. He uses
lambskin.
Dave doesn't know.
So, baguette.
Nah, not guy.
No dead air. Go ahead, take it away.
So, I think in certain states where they do have like legal weed and are permit states, whatever gun carry, you know, if you have
facts.
A weed license,
you're not allowed
to have the gun license.
I'm sure that was before marijuana was decriminalized federally. So just like alcohol, when it was decriminalized, like you can drink and get a gun.
Yeah,
so I'm
a lot
pretty sure now if you can smoke cannabis.
But when the prohibition of alcohol was lifted,
you
they
can't
didn't
drink.
Have
I don't
medical
think,
alcohol.
I don't think you.
You
I don't think
you're
allowed
to
smoke weed or own a gun.
But you don't. But
you don't need
why?
A medical
you
card to get marijuana now.
They, how do you
in
test
the city
you?
Either.
Not here.
Have you ever heard of anybody being tested for drugs before they were?
Because those states
have the medical licensing.
Yeah.
If you get your, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying here. I'm saying in states that do have medical licensing. If you get a medical licensing, it affects
that's the
your
only way that
ability
they'll be able
to get
know.
Gun carrying licenses.
Yeah, but I'm sure that changed after marijuana was decriminalized on a federal.
But when you get the background check, they ask you that question.
I'm not sure.
Do you use drugs
but
or are you
before it
addicted
was
to any substances?
So now, so this thing. Yeah, before it was decriminalized.
Alcohol
I feel
drug.
Like they still going to use it.
It was just decriminalized federally.
I'm not telling
drug,
you wrong.
But that's what I'm saying.
My
but
feeling
that,
is telling
just
me, my mental telling me they're going to use it against
mean,
you could carry you could have a firearm if you're an alcoholic,
law,
right? But you can't carry it if you're drunk. You shouldn't carry it if you're drunk, right?
Yeah, I feel you.
But
the
there's
same
no
principle.
Law against not carrying it drunk.
It probably is. First of all,
it's going to have to be a
being
lot
that the Supreme Court made their
like
decision,
that.
You already saw all the mayors and all the Democrat run shitholes are all going to try to pull together and try to make some legislative push against it.
Of course.
So
they
we don't really know what other loopholes they might put into it. So my cynical mind is telling me, yo, maybe they are going to use that something like that against us.
Do we know of any states that it's both legally?
That's a good question. We have to crowdfund this, this question.
Do you know any states that it's legal for both marijuana and 2A?
We got to figure it out.
Texas? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's like some one of these. You don't come somebody was telling me about this. It was one of these southern states, my boy, that would, that has a marijuana. Maybe Virginia. Even Jersey. Maybe even Jersey.
Virginia?
Because he got his license for weed.
Because you could smoke.
And then he can't get
it. And he got a gun in Jersey?
He can't get the gun. Virginia.
But Florida. Exactly. Florida. Jersey is a shallow issue.
Marijuana
is
not legal. Never yeah, issue. It has been decriminalized?
Yeah,
for
you
real?
Can smoke it. Yeah, it's federal,
no,
bro.
No. New York just recently did it. You know that.
New York just recently did it.
Yeah, and we weren't doing it. There's still states where it's not legal.
They didn't decriminalize it federally here?
They did. And
so
New York
that means that it's everywhere.
No, no, no. They did it in New
search
York.
It by search
that
it.
Means the state of New York. That
they, I don't think Florida
the state.
Is. I don't think. But can you?
I don't think Florida.
The
no.
state
federally does not mean state. Yeah. If federally does not mean state.
It was federally, but state does not. If the state does not acknowledge,
hold on, we're going to the truth.
Not is damn recreational, and New York is considered legal recreationally. So right off the bat, once they did that, all the laws are dropped. Bro,
you're
you can smoke
DA.
In front of a cop, bro.
You're
you see how many
DA.
People smoke? Bro, you can smoke in front of a cop, bro. You see that they don't mess with you.
Federally decriminalized, bro.
Where?
Federally.
Where?
What
in
you
New
want
York.
To,
so all 50 states.
Federally
so
means the whole country.
So
federally all, means.
So look it up. Is
House
legal?
Passes bills to decriminalize marijuana. Yeah, that's.
That's CNN?
This is CNN. This is USA.
So passes bills to. But put New York.
Put
and then
all,
but this is New York too.
Is
this
weed
is
legal
listen,
in,
wait, you ready?
All
you ready?
States.
Here's a question for
is
Google.
Is weed legal in all 50
ask
states?
Ask Google. Can I smoke OG Kush while I have my Glock on me? In what states in the country
driving
can I do that?
My car shirtless.
No shirt.
Under the speed limit.
OG Kush Glock under the speed limit. Is that legal?
We got to look for recreational because just because it says legal doesn't mean that it's recreational. So you got to understand that. That's why I said earlier.
No, but as long
New
as
New York recognizes it as a recreational use. So other states, it may be legal, but it's not recreational. So if you get
legalized.
Stopped,
this is old.
You feel me? You don't understand the difference, right? So you can legally use it maybe in Florida and Texas, but it's not recreational, so you can't just walk around chiefing. You got to make sure that you got a car or that you registered to smoke legally.
Jesus Christ.
You feel me?
Freedom!
It's legal for medicinal use in Florida.
And medicinal, yeah, not recreational.
We should all just
we vote. Know that because when we was there in 2020, it wasn't legal.
We should all just vote libertarian.
We already knew that, so we was
leave us alone.
But
you listen to Dave
New
Smith.
New York is medicinal too. Then
it's,
see, but this can't be right.
I think so.
No, it is right time. Because New York just recently recognized it as recreational.
But then
cool that
that's
Google
not
that.
Medicinal.
Medicinal it means you need a card. Recreational means you don't need a card.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
And what I was just reading, I was saying, says that it's for medicinal use in the
but
city.
But Google New York recreational marijuana.
So then why I believe anything I just read
no,
here?
No, no, because that's showing you federal. Now you got to look at individual state, what they're doing. You was just looking at federal statistics.
Yo, New bah, York City. You're supposed to have these stats, bah. Come
no,
on.
No, no, don't trip. Don't
this is the new CNN,
put
bah.
Recreational. Don't put laws, bro. Put recreational. Go straight to it.
This guy don't know letters. He don't know how to type letters. And I don't know sounds.
Legal adult use and possession in New York City. It is now legal for adults 21 and older to possess up to 3 ounces of mm-hmm. cannabis and up to 24 grams of concentrated cannabis for personal use mm-hmm. in New York. That's yep. recreational.
Yep.
Adults may smoke or vape cannabis wherever smoking tobacco is allowed under the smoke-free air laws with a few exceptions. Oh, yeah.
Florida
with
does
few
not
exceptions?
Have
that yet.
Yeah.
Florida. I mean, if I could smoke a cigarette in my car.
That means don't put dust in it. Don't.
Yo
bro, you
Florida,
can yo,
Florida
can I keep
does
it real?
Not have it. And I wish they did.
Shop cheese, can I keep it real?
Just yeah. weed.
I see a lot of people smoking in their cars.
Oh, of course.
A lot
of
people.
Of course. Ignorant people.
Yo, you snitching?
Nah, I ain't seen nothing. Papi,
bro,
Papi live
bro.
Right here. I ain't
cut
give you no
out.
License plates.
Cut that out.
And
bro.
I definitely don't smoke while
you
I drive.
You saw that in another city. That was not our great New York. That was in Jersey.
Huh?
Word.
I don't know no license
plates. Messing with them, bro?
Look at, I'm doing the right thing.
He lowered everybody.
Because look at the thing. We Peaking? You can't hear it.
It's
that?
Not about us. It doesn't give the same.
This guy is messing with audio
now
midstream.
Yo, bro,
you had an armor for it.
All right, good. Don't touch it.
Yeah, this is
I know what I'm doing.
He knows what he's doing. Bye. He's the emergency dude.
How long it took me to do that earlier? When I was trying
he's
to do
the
it to
emergency
perfection.
Dude.
But look at the levels right there.
Don't look at those because there's
the levels
one channel
is good.
There.
The levels is good.
It's us three. So
you,
when we talk,
you know whose levels
low.
Were high, Bob?
Who?
Nancy Pelosi.
She was big.
Did
man.
You see how mad she was after that verdict?
She hasn't been able to have kids. Shut your mouth.
One specific moment during her stupid ass speech was when she's talking and I hear,
ooh.
I thought that was her false teeth.
Oh, what was it? Her wine glass or something?
I think
you talking about today?
Earring. Yeah.
You saw when
I
she was screaming?
I think it was her earring. I didn't even see. I just started crying.
She got really upset.
Yo, my question
about.
Is why
she
didn't have on.
Off.
Why she didn't have on her Juneteenth dashiki?
Her scarf.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh man.
She cares so
she
much.
She forgot. She's supposed to wear it all week, though?
She cares so much.
She's supposed to wear it all week?
She should be wearing that sheesh for the whole month.
They stopped doing lunges in
she
the
cares
house?
So much about black
babies.
It's
supposed
babies.
To be half that and half rainbow.
Yo, I did a Juneteenth joke the other day.
It hit?
Uh-oh.
The crowd liked it, but there was this one lady in the front that
she
was like,
feeling it?
Come on.
can you disclose what her skin color was?
She was white.
She was a Karen?
Oh.
No, she was just white.
It was a white lady?
I don't know her name.
I didn't say... That was
or
her
what
name.
She
a
identified
Karen.
As. I don't
a
know
Karen.
What she didn't identify. Not, but yeah. She just didn't like the joke because I said, it's Juneteenth. Pretty much, that's just a celebration of how good white people can keep a secret.
Wow. I understand why she didn't like it because she's
come on.
She was like, I was like, it's okay. We're here now. We love each other.
They love us only every 4 years, bro. Or locally every 2 years.
Only when we're going to break their windows. Every 2 years. Don't they love us?
We're on your side.
They wear our t-shirts and shit.
What is it? We're on your side.
Yo,
not my house. Look, we love you here. We like you here.
I wish I would have had them.
When we're dating
if you
want to
pull them up, I don't understand. But Obama was very vocal today.
Barry?
Oh, yes.
Hillary was very vocal.
Ooh, yo, the way she started off her tweet that hit the airwaves. Was just crazy. It was just like, how could you hold a position that
Michael,
you hold and then
Michael
make that
was very vocal today.
That tweet.
Michael.
LaVon Robinson.
Oh, LaVon?
LaVon Robinson. LaVon Robinson.
Yeah. He was very vocal.
Yeah, something to say?
They
yeah,
had a lot
yeah,
to
of
say.
Course, of course. They got individual accounts on Twitter.
They had a lot to say.
But who else?
You know they just got
people.
Fired a couple months ago from like that
from
Amazon
Netflix?
Deal with
Netflix
and all that, right?
Netflix, yeah.
Crazy,
right? Who wants to see a movie produced by Obama?
Go woke, go broke, bro.
He looks like
go woke, go broke.
You see Disney hitting like 50%
real good, right?
Yo, you know what's another go woke, go broke that nobody really is covering in
go,
the news?
What's the name of the movie?
You seen what happened in Sri Lanka?
Not what happened.
They forced their whole economy to go green, and now they're like killing politicians and
wait. What
just
you mean
Google
go
what's
green?
Happening right now in Sri
Yo,
Lanka.
Don't start spreading propaganda,
bro. You don't come here for the facts, Chop. But like and subscribe.
You just gave him a bunch of time to Google something. Now I'm going to Google something.
Well, what,
make sure you,
what they
you
doing
love
though?
Us and tell everybody about us.
What they doing, Goose?
But Sri Lanka. Okay. We'll see what's happening in Sri Lanka. Apparently they're going green. I went green a month ago. No, I didn't.
I don't even know what that
look
means.
This, look at this.
I don't either.
Sri Lanka. This is just one headline that comes up. Let's Sri Lanka troops open fire as protests over fuel turns to riots.
Over fuel.
Police say 4 civilians and 3 soldiers wounded when shots were fired during unrest sparked. Oh. So pretty much the crisis is all about going green.
Why? What happened? They what
they
fighting for? What
they're not giving them gas.
They're running out of gas. Gas is overpriced. They're going.
Petroleum is at
an
all-time high.
They're forcing green on them. Bob.
So why none of them?
And their economy has collapsed within the last year.
None of them can get a Tesla? Stop laughing at me
wait,
and tell me.
Can they be imported? Can they be imported?
Tesla's
no,
over there.
No, what it is that they're going to shut down all the factories.
The Tesla factories or the
no,
Chevy Bolt
just
factories?
Just the factories of clothing, of manufacturing factories they have in
you ready
Sri Lanka.
For this? I'm going to read something off of
so
Google.
So they can
dale. Yeah.
Oil, read this off of Google.
Power their factories.
Why Sri Lanka is in crisis. The crisis is said to have begun due to multiple compounding factors like tax cuts, money creation, a nationwide policy to shift to organic or biological farming, the Easter bombings in 2019, and the impact of COVID-19 pandemic. The subsequent economic hardships resulted in the 2022 Sri Lanka protests. And that's, and they just been bugging. It's been complete unrest. They're going after political figures.
Yo,
the economy's collapsing.
What's the population?
Oh, that's another good question.
Because do you see that happening on a grand scale in America? Because, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to keep increasing, but it hasn't slowed down.
Well, no, not over here.
No,
but why would it happen here?
I mean, what you mean? Why? I'm not saying it would. I'm saying hypothetically.
You know why I asked that question?
21 million. Wow.
And I seriously asked that question. Why would it happen here when
you ready for my response?
Morons, because there's nothing else to call them, willingly gave up their rights, stood inside and quarantined, or listened to some crap that was called a quarantine.
It's not a joke. Come on, man.
Martial law was called quarantine. Come on, I shouldn't even say that, but that's what it was, bro.
Come on,
no, because that's
everybody
how
willingly
that's how
gave
they
up
did.
Their rights at that time. So why would we protest? Tell me, why?
I mean,
did you give up your right? Yeah. Did you give them up willingly?
No, but when he says he means we as a society and all of us, like, and that involves me.
Yo,
I'm a part of that. People look at New York and they're like, oh, look, they all went inside, and that involves me.
But do you understand that they can make us go green? That's what I'm asking.
Can you put your headphones back on?
You heard? Do you think that they can make us go green the way they made 21 million? The government.
Where, in Sri Lanka?
The way Sri Lanka, 21 million, cannot happen over here. The same into a grand scale
of
America.
And if you were paying attention, you ready? Can I respond?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you were paying attention, Potato Brain's whole platform was, I'm going to destroy the oil industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think it's like word for word.
When he was, he said that in one of the debates.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
so it's like, I could definitely see that happening over here. Gas ain't going to stop it's not going to stop growing. It's not going to stop raising. The price is not going to stop going up. And we're not even in peak driving season right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and he ran his whole platform was, I'm going to destroy ya.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, bro.
Doesn't make sense.
Because
so I could see that happening.
The reason why I only could see it happening here is because the route we're going, it's so obvious that it's on the, you know, it's going to keep rising. And inflation is weird, bro. It's weird because
diesel
now
shortages.
Remember, they're blaming one side, they're blaming this side, and then remember, we still haven't forgot about Russia.
Bruh.
Did you see Biden today, what he said?
Let's hear it.
He was screaming some, do you think it was wrong for us to help Ukraine? Do you really care about the gas prices being high?
He said that?
He said we not obligated, but it was like our duty to help them.
What? I'm tired of America being
so
the world's police.
Again,
we're going through a recession.
Again, they're blaming the war.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like
Putin's price hike.
This shit was happening way before that.
Yeah,
you're just using
exactly,
and everyone else is using it as an excuse to begin with.
It's a proxy war. It's a proxy war.
Exactly. So there's money to be had.
The money.
So what was New York's solution? You saw that they stopped the federal tax. So now it's like they said, like, now they said, I saw four, bro.
Four
to seven, depending on your area. 4 to 7 cents a gallon.
How many glizzies can that buy you?
I don't know.
4 to 7 cents. How many glizzies can that buy you?
It depends on how many gallons you pumping, bro.
Yeah, you remember. It's crazy, though. It's crazy with the Russians, though, right? Because when BLM happened, you see, like, the cops killing black people. When the Asian Lives Matter thing happened, you see all the Asian people getting beat up. You don't see nothing happening to the Russians. They don't want no smoke. You know what Russians do, bro?
Yeah, you can't really bully Russians.
That's what I'm saying.
In Brooklyn,
yeah, you know what?
You could try.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what's the thing? You would have to identify them.
You don't hear
them.
Any violence
Mother
happening
Russia.
To these
that's
Russians,
true.
Right?
How do you that's identify true. Them?
That's funny, right?
Not
until
funny.
Everybody gets their gun license.
Oh, my God.
Yo,
they have them already, bro.
You heard what I said, though?
Illegal.
How do you identify them? Because a lot of people don't even know what the Russian flag looks like.
Dangerous. That's how you identify them as.
We do.
They identify as dangerous.
I didn't say you didn't. I said a lot of people don't even
just look
can't
for the
even
accent.
Identify it.
Look for an accent.
You feel me?
It looks
just
white.
Like for accent, bro. It could be any type of accent.
I know how to spot a Russian accent.
Okay,
to
you
do, Russians.
But a lot of people don't. So it's gonna be hard to attack them and to be malicious to them.
Not that we want
individually.
To.
No.
He's stating that it's a weird coincidence that they didn't really.
But you know why it's so easy for the Asian culture? Because they look at them as a demographic where people judge them and their squinty eyes or however you want to look at it.
They should be a lot more hated than all the other races, right? Right now, I mean, because
with all the
of course I agree 100%
that war was just because of the publicity and all the like the garbage and Ukrainians that the news are sympathized right now. That's the only reason that I'm saying that.
Yeah, of course.
It's just because of that, and I don't know. They're good over here.
Ukrainians are getting sympathized as well. Unless you're transgender, because you remember, they didn't allow any of them to leave.
What's crazy nobody cares about that. A lot of American Ukrainians.
You heard that though?
What?
That just went right over your head, bro.
Nah, I heard. Yeah, he didn't hear you. We heard.
There was a lot of transgenders that would not allow out of Ukraine.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a whole.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. That's when you're talking about the correlation between the specific community and they were trying to support Ukraine. They don't even allow gay marriage in Ukraine. They put them on their flag. Which is crazy.
Ooh.
The LGBT community, they put Ukraine on their flag.
They were in their bio.
And Ukraine, wait. In Ukraine,
shout out to
it's
anomaly.
Against the law to get married if you're gay.
Yo, we got to start putting this stuff
into
the air.
That I'm just putting that out there, guy.
All right.
That's another.
We're going to meet these people through podcast osmosis.
Who?
No, meet but these what's the crazy thing about the history?
Oh, yeah, shout out to Salty.
Shout out to Crowder. Shout out to Anomaly.
A lot of the history that we're separated from.
Shout out to each one, teach one.
With this news is the Ukraine used to be part of USSR. And so a lot of Ukrainians identify with their bloodline as Russian.
Yeah, that's why they like, it's bro, Ukraine they're practically on top of each
became
other.
Became
like,
its own country when the USSR split up, which was within our lifetime.
Yeah.
So their grandparents and speak Russian.
Who's the latest company to back out from Ben? There was a recent company that
another
was just
one?
Like, yeah, that they just went public. That
Wendy's.
Were like, no, it was a big one too. Damn, I should have.
Wimpy's.
Hello, Wimpy.
But so far it's Starbucks, Nike, and there's a couple other companies that they're no longer letting people operate.
Really?
There's a lot of them.
Deal with Russia no more.
It's been like that for a while. They're not allowing people to use their services.
This has never happened before. Why is it happening now?
Well, it never happened because have you ever heard of a popular war we had this type of social media.
My question
media.
Is this, though, right?
The Germans?
When was the last war?
Exactly.
Not social media.
There was no social, but it was kind of like that. There was a lot
media.
Of propaganda. That was that.
Exactly.
Social media is the reason why there's so much information shared.
But
that's what I'm saying.
But
like,
this
but my
tactic
point is that
has been used before. It's only using the tool of social
you're not allowed to use their services. There's not that. There's never been that easy for you to vocalize that. Nah, no, it has not been, bro. Back in the days, there was not information shared as it was today.
It was television, and that was
and
the
radio.
First boom. That was the
bro,
first
was
boom
like
of shared
three
information.
Channels back
and,
in the
and
days.
It doesn't matter, but that those three messages got out to a bunch of people.
Everybody
at one
watched
time.
Just
bro,
that
but,
message.
But yes. What I'm saying is,
I don't watch the news.
Y'all looking
and
at it
I have
from a
the liberty
aspect.
Of no. Think about the millions of people like me that don't watch the news. Think about me. If I was born back then, I would have to watch the news.
Dave, let me ask you a question. Were you able back in the days to get information out as you were able to worldwide today?
I'm not talking about
that's
me.
That's what I'm talking about. You didn't have that. It was either selective services.
But what
now,
we're talking about
yes,
is the government has
not,
always been at the top
it.
Of being able
okay,
to
let,
put
let me,
out
let me
that
put it,
information.
Let me put it even,
we're talking about
let me break it down. Let me break it down even easier.
Yeah.
When was the last time in those days they were able to put out
Who is they that you're referring to?
The media.
Exactly. Uh-huh. That's
when
what
was
I'm
the
saying.
Last
That's
time back in the days they were able to put out in the media an Amber Alert to the mass the way they are today?
That's why we have the emergency alert system.
Bro,
that's been out since TV came out.
You had to be near a radio. You have to be near a TV.
And people
you are
had
always,
radios.
No, bro, you're missing the point, bro.
In their homes, there was a radio.
He's missing, bro. And if you're not home,
you only come in for the facts when Dave is here, bro.
And if you're not home, Dave,
then you hear the person that watched that show. That's
the
show. That's the point that I'm trying to
what I'm
say.
Not just that.
No.
They also had an alarm that went off in the town.
And y'all didn't. Y'all weren't privy to the information that was in other states as you are today, as easy as you are right now. You had to.
Information's
wait.
Never been but this accessible.
Yeah,
yes,
it never.
I
was and it was not back in those days.
In the last 5 years, 10 years.
But there was only one TV.
But
there's
if I want to convey a message,
every
and
show
I have
was
power.
Talking about the same thing.
Okay.
Right.
That's exactly. If I wanted to convey a message and I was in a position of power, this is during, let's say when the television first came out.
I'm getting your point, but we're
you're stating what you're stating, and gentlemen. I understand what you're saying, but
that's what I'm saying. But that's all
it's time for the wrap up. That's gentlemen. All it is.
The information that was spread wasn't given to every single person. As easy as it is, because you had to have a radio. Back in those days, not every single person individually owned a radio or a TV.
It doesn't matter, okay, but you're not listening.
Hold on.
If there's
that
three
was the
channels,
point, though. Now, how am I not listening? That's the point.
You're cutting me off again, and you're not letting me get my point across. You did that to Dave two times and me two times.
Okay, go ahead.
Nigga, you... If the TV just came out, let's say there's three channels like you said there are, right? Let's say that these three channels show the same message in a different way, right?
Okay.
If I don't have a TV, the person that has a TV is going to tell me what that message said.
So,
then I'm going to tell that person.
So what we're saying is...
Then the newspapers are going to say what that message said. Then the radios are going to say what that television said. The message is going to be easier conveyed because it's the same message and there's not all that information coming at once.
What the confusion is yes... The point, the message won't get spread as quickly without
camera,
but it'll get out to everyone
fast. Okay, so my point exactly,
but
because
the message, but now there's so many more messages. That's the whole thing. That's what we're saying. Sometimes the message gets jumbled up in this.
So now some people are stuck in reality TV. Some people are stuck in the war. Some people are stuck
at a time. We're hearing 1,000 at a time.
I understand what you're saying.
And we missed that message.
And the time frame that you're saying is very long that people hear and are aware of what's going on. Now it's so easily accessible that it's given to you right there. Wait. That the normal person that was not going to be listening to TV or watching TV or caring is caring because it's directly on you.
Is caring.
I disagree.
Okay.
You know why? Because they're blasting so many other things for us to care about that we don't get that message ever.
How did you hear about the war in Ukraine, Dave?
So, Jigs, what do you think we should do later on tonight?
Because people around me are talking about it. Now, if you're in a circle where no one around you is talking about it, you wouldn't know anything. If all this stuff that's happening.
Where you heard about Ukraine? On your phone?
Where you heard about Chicago? The same place you heard about Chicago.
On a radio or TV?
I can't tell you.
The same place you heard about Chicago.
Can we get back? Can we get back to our show?
Yeah, I'm just saying that's the funny.
I mean,
cause
thing, I want to be a part of the conversation.
Like Goose said though, information is way easily accessible today than it ever was, especially 100 years ago.
There's so much information that's accessible that it makes it harder to
Dave's a contrarian,
information.
If it's one topic and it's the main topic, then that's not a factor.
I like it.
You feel me?
But there's not. There's more.
No. At one moment in time, there was one factor. It was Ukraine and Russia.
Thumbs up.
Pretty much. So it's not distorted or other stuff. Yeah, you can possibly be distracted, but bro, the main topic was that. The same way the main topic right now is abortion.
But that's if you watch the news. I don't.
But he said...
I heard about it doesn't mean I...
Bro, you don't have to watch it. It's on your phone, on your feed, bro.
I understand that.
You ready to agree with...
I know what you're saying.
You saying you're not paying attention, you're not watching the news, but it was so on your mind that you made a joke about it on stage.
What joke I made?
An abortion joke.
What joke I made?
I don't know.
Bob, you just said you made an abortion joke.
No, he didn't say
no,
that.
No. My apologies, because you guys been arguing. You made a Juneteenth joke.
What are you talking about?
Jack-off's been arguing for like 20 minutes, bro.
No, it's not an argument. It's a disagreement. Yeah. Because I feel different. I feel different.
You have to just cut this side of the screen out where I'm at. Cut the whole side
felt,
of the screen
I felt,
out.
I felt
why?
Because
you scared to talk? You scared to use your words?
How am I supposed to talk over you?
Use the words?
You should have said,
use
can I intervene?
D-bags arguing about nonsense.
Use your words, right?
No. You should have said, let me intervene. Because
use your words, papi.
Jesus!
Don't worry, papi. We're here, and we're not going to hit you.
And you're still identifying as a Democrat? That's why you acting like that?
I got tired of it a little while ago.
Well,
God,
you sure ain't acting like it.
Hold on. I care.
But you know what? I'll give you guys this. This is what I will give you.
Your vegan hands are sweating.
How's your mental health?
Jigs, you hear me? Listen to this, Jigs.
Are you with a red flag law?
When shit hits the fan, ain't nobody going to have their phone. They're only going to have those waves in order to receive through a TV or a radio, mostly a radio.
Most likely less than that. Should we probably won't even have that.
Probably not. Yeah.
No, I'm saying, if anything, that's what we will have.
How will we get our information if we didn't have anything? Like if a radio, bro. What if EMP just went boom? Well, how we relay information? Is,
just cover all your electronics and aluminum for
no information about how radio to survive.
I'm training birds.
But that's the thing. Pigeons. At that point,
that
all
always
we have
works.
To know,
you know that.
Training at that pigeons? Point, the only radio. Information we have to know is how to survive every day. That's
a ham
it.
Radio. That's
first of all, you know how? Can I get this real quick? You know how you stop? You protect yourself from EMP. You get the Veraday sheets.
How long does the EMP last? How long does it last?
You stop cutting me off.
I don't know.
I mean, you're gonna
know.
Fight.
I'm asking.
I'm trying to help you.
How long does
the EMP
last?
I'm trying to help
last?
You. I'm trying to protect you against EMP waves.
He's gonna help us. He's gonna help
D-bag.
Us.
D-bag.
I'm happy.
How long does it last?
I'm happy because
if you have the Veraday, I think it's called Veraday sheets. You don't Veraday material.
Green.
Your man Liver King
like
uses it.
Aluminum foil.
Liver King uses it throughout his whole house. It blocks EMP waves and all this other stuff. You could put it as blinds. You could put it on your wall like
I'm sure not a EM, like a...
Bah, it blocks microwaves, period.
Who tested this? I need to know.
Liver King. He eats liver and bone marrow. He's smart, bro.
He's
red.
Instagram celebrity.
He's burgundy. His color's
like,
burgundy.
I've seen him. I know who he is.
He's smart.
One, like... bursting and
come
it
on,
goes
bro,
away.
You're not as smart as him, bro.
I don't know.
Well, like but they could have.
EMP is an electromagnetic pulse,
EMP,
right? You
EMP
don't come
pulses.
In for the facts.
It could be a continuum.
You get this done. You get that thing. You block it.
Never heard of that.
Bang, you good.
To jam. To,
everybody
to
electronics is
jam.
Done. Yours aren't because you have bed sheets around.
That's
what
you know. Electricity is gone, right? So most of the things.
But
you have
on a regular one.
But you could still run gas.
A normal one.
If your car runs on gas and you didn't buy a Tesla, you could still run your car.
That's forever, right?
Why are we having two different conversations?
Yeah, you're,
this is why I shut it up the last time the three of you got into it.
All I asked was, how long was the EMP?
This is what happens when you go live, bro.
I have ADD and I don't care because I have an excuse all the time.
What
did you put together?
I believe, is it the movie shit where everything just fucks up forever?
I don't remember.
I don't know, bro.
What'd you add?
You don't come in for the facts, and I was just explaining, and you wasn't listening to me, so it don't matter.
I was listening.
No, you couldn't have been if you was having a conversation with
Dave. No, I did. And if it does all of that, then it must be something like Dave just said, because he said they're continuous. So I'm confused because, damn, that must be some shit
You're confused because you were trying to listen
no,
to two people
so
at once.
It has to,
that's why
no,
you're confused.
The thing that
Tom
you're
cheese.
Saying, it has to stay up forever. It's not like it's for a blast. Because I don't even know what an EMP is.
Just watch the movies.
Is it for movie shit? For real? Come on.
It'll tell you.
So
electric magnetic pulse.
So is it a one-time thing that goes out? And then, like, if you got something covered or something, you could use it after it?
Ask
or?
Will Smith.
See, but that's exactly what I was trying to tell him. He was like, you could cover all your stuff, but even after you cover all your stuff.
Later on, you can't use it?
No, the electricity's out. So how are you going to connect all your stuff? Like,
I was saying, all you need to do is
that's what you would have to do, yes.
And I ham radio, and that's how you... build society over
Mad Max.
That's what they did, right?
And then what's going to happen? But then...
that's Walking Dead.
But Biden's getting rid of all the fossil fuel.
Whoa. You heard about this?
Yo, solar panels.
Shout out to Salty Cracker. He said they got a big diesel generator.
Gerbils.
Recharging Teslas where he lives. A diesel generator charging Teslas.
Bro,
shout out to Salty.
How expensive is that?
Thank you, Salty Cracker.
How ridiculous is that?
I mean, you know what? It makes sense, though, because remember the shit that just happened with the Chevy, like we was talking about?
The Bolt?
Yeah, remember? That's how it is, bro. What do you expect? The battery has to get charged somehow, right? And it's coal. So go figure. Like, you know what I mean?
Those things are catching fire, right? Like a Samsung Note.
Nah, don't say that. Has it ever happened to a Tesla?
I think those bolts, one of them were, I don't know, you don't come here for the facts.
Yeah, you don't come here for the facts.
That would be trash. Yeah,
we don't want to hit men from the car.
Imagine industry. You driving and your shit catch after. Fire.
The same dude that popped that guy, the security guard that made the car that ran on water.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Take it easy.
He was a security guard there. He definitely was. I checked it again.
I know a guy that made
heard
a car
that
ran on garbage.
Did you hear that? Because I don't mind speaking about that again. People could look it up. There was the Uvalde shooting.
Yeah, speak about
no, it.
No,
it was the Buffalo. It was Buffalo.
It was Buffalo. Oh,
the
shooting in Buffalo.
Uvalde was the school Buffalo.
Yeah,
you don't come here for the facts. The guy went to the supermarket, started shooting things up.
What about him?
The security guard in there made a car that ran on water.
You can look at his YouTube page. He has a YouTube channel.
And they're still up, and those things are still up.
That's, he was a smart man. He was an engineer, obviously.
True for stranger than fiction.
You think that the shooter went in there to kill him?
No. Whoa. Nobody said that, bro.
I'll come at you a different kind of way next time.
What we're saying is that it just so happened that the person who got shot. What you doing over there? He built a car that runs on water. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
Like what kind of water?
Like water that comes from the sky.
Like agua fina.
Water don't come from the sky.
Water.
Rainwater? I don't know what you call it then. Where does it come from?
The earth.
Okay.
Mm.
Anyway.
Next.
And then it gets condensed.
And then it
gets condensed.
And then
Elon Musk?
Well, it was Elon Musk, right?
Yeah. No, but wait. So the guy made a car out of water.
No, he made a car that runs on water.
A car made out of water is silly. That is just plain silly. But the car
toilet
ran
paper
out of water.
Paper toilet.
Word.
Paper mache, and then he went to space with it.
Sweating profusely.
So in closing...
Aliens are real.
So the guy that made the water car is alien?
Anyway, in closing, so the abortions is definitely going to be a topic that's going
to
be on the menu.
They're going to
be feeding us that for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? When you ask, are you hungry, they're going to be like, abortion.
Ladies and gentlemen, just take a little bit more responsibility, bro.
And I see New York, just like Jig said, it's going to possibly, once they give everybody, you know, their strap, there might be a little incident over here that we don't want.
A little FF.
What incident?
Not a little FF.
So
that sounds.
We'll talk about it off camera because then we'll lose our thing.
Then,
take it easy.
But so.
FF.
If you do decide to be a law-abiding citizen to get a gun, do it the right way.
Be responsible.
The Supreme Court is allowing us to do it the right way.
Be responsible.
Show them why we should have guns, New York. Show them why.
Be responsible, for real. But I mean, that's a given. That should be a given, right? Anybody who wants to legally obtain a
law-abiding
weapon should be, you know, sensible and have morals.
If any law-abiding citizen is selling the gun, I'll buy that shit.
I'm just playing. You could carry
legally.
Favorite opinion piece, bro.
But
right.
Besides that,
a dollar.
You know, I don't know what else we talked about because that's what we've been arguing about.
Yeah, that's the main. Yeah. That's the hot topics right now.
Abortion
into
Roe v. Wade overturned. Supreme Court decided, you know what I mean, they're going to send it back to the states. Individual states got the right to make their own laws on abortion. If not mistaken, Missouri's the state that banned abortion.
You don't come here for the facts.
Other states may follow. We don't know. You know what I mean? It looks like other states will follow. I'm not going to lie. But when that does happen, we'll talk about it.
Good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun every time.
There's been a lot of people who have been stopped from legal gun owners, right?
That's a stat they don't like sharing.
Yeah, and one of them was recently from a female who stopped a potential.
Yep,
mess.
Sources available at LauderWithCrowder.
That's a good one. Lauder!
Shout out to my boy Lauder. Right.
But anything else?
Favorite opinion piece, bro.
So did the guy
He had water. And it did like a reverse osmosis type thing. Seriously, I'm not even trying to be a dick. With the engine, he didn't have to use the engine. Like literally, it was replaced.
Turn the water into hydrogen, and then the hydrogen ran the car. Yeah, yeah.
You definitely don't know something.
No, that's pretty much what he did.
Flat
earther.
What's the problem?
What was your thing?
What's the problem?
The greatest country on earth.
I'm asking.
The greatest country, USA, on flat earth.
He messed it up.
Yeah.
This is why we gotta have these conversations before we start recording.
Sure, don't worry, but they don't need to know that. Yeah, I told you that. You see? You feel me?
So I didn't say anything.
We're doing it live, Chuck Cheese.
I asked the guy that made the car with the water a flat earth. What are you talking about?
Cool. I said the greatest country on earth is America. And I don't know how
the
I said it.
The greatest country on flat earth is America.
The greatest country in America. The greatest country is America.
I ain't saying it's flat. I ain't saying it's a ball, though.
But
you make all the jokes you want.
So wait,
Come on, come on. Let it out, let it out. Come on.
Hurry up, come on. I want to know more about this guy with the car.
Well, we talk about him later.
I'll tell you about him.
Did he get shot like
anything else that we talked
like,
about?
We don't know yet.
We don't know. We don't know. We don't come here for the facts.
Thank you.
Favorite hood of pain.
We decided, you know, Friday, FA, we're going to go live. Like and subscribe.
Like, share, and subscribe.
You know what I mean? Check us out on Rumble. Hit us up on Instagram. Rumble.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? And we
tell a friend to tell a friend. And we love you. Peace. Chop cheese. We'll be right back.